This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and as you well know, we are entering some uncharted territory. There are now 12 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Michigan. Another 26 cases are pending. Then, as testing kits become more readily available, it's expected that number will continue to grow. Governor Gretchen Whitmer made a significant announcement regarding K-12 education last night.
In an abundance of caution, I am ordering the closure of all K-12 school buildings in Michigan for 3 weeks, starting Monday, March 16th, until Sunday, April 5th. This is not a decision that I make lightly. A lot of districts have taken action and already closed themselves. And my fellow governors across the country, on both sides of the aisle, have ordered the closure of their schools as well in a number of states.
The Ann Arbor Public Schools were among the districts that had already announced it would shut its doors. Joining us on the WEMU phone line this morning is Ann Arbor Schools Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift. Thank you so much for joining us in this most busy and difficult time.
Well, good morning, David. It's good to be here.
There's going to be a half day of classes in the Ann Arbor schools today for students and a full day for teachers and staff, correct?
That is correct. That's our plan for the day.
What will be done with the half day? I imagine not too much instruction is going to take place.
Well, we are using that half day for teachers to connect with their students, for students to gather their belongings that they may have at school. We're going to be surveying students to see the level of technology assistance they may need at home in order to continue to engage in their learning. And teachers will be orienting themselves and their students to prepare for this extended break away from the school environment.
So you just touched on it. After today, the school buildings will be closed until Monday, April 6th, and you noted that there will be learning opportunities available to students. Does that mean there will be online and remote instruction during the time the buildings are closed?
That is correct, David. Learning will continue in Ann Arbor and in the Ann Arbor Public Schools. Like most things in our lives right now, it will look a little different. But our teachers are embracing this opportunity. It's certainly a stressful time for everyone, but we believe it is so important that our students have that connection to school, that their learning continue. And you know, David, for many of our teachers and students, they were already doing a fair amount of technology-based interaction, and you know, for others, this will be a learning opportunity in and of itself.
So are we talking visual classrooms, or are we talking just email communication? What is that kind of remote learning situation going to look like?
You know, it will look very different at different grade levels and in different subject areas. And so we're going to be sharing, David, today, this afternoon, and then on Monday, our teachers will be preparing, and we have some trainings for them that we'll offer remotely and we'll offer in a social distance format. But there will be different platforms used at different grades and in different content areas. So this will look a little bit different depending upon whether the child's in kindergarten or whether they're in a high school classroom, but there will be that connection and that ongoing learning.
You mentioned that there are some students who may have limited or no access at all from home broadband, internet, and otherwise. So what support can you offer those students?
So we are surveying every student in the system today, and we will be, along with food distribution, we will be using technology, having that in the home for the student and the parent. We will be strengthening our Wi-Fi and broadband capability around our schools and in the neighborhoods so that no student in the Ann Arbor Public Schools would be prevented for a lack of technology.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Ann Arbor Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift. After a half day of classes today, the schools will be closed until Monday, April 6th, as part of the statewide effort to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Now, obviously, there's going to be some instruction, and by state law, there's only so many days a school district can be closed. Has there been conversations with the state about whether or not this will qualify or whether school years would have to be extended at the end of the academic calendar?
I'm sure, David, that those conversations are in progress. These are unprecedented times, and our focus right now is on taking care of our students and getting our learning opportunities transitioned into a distance format. I feel confident that we're going to work through every one of those. And you know, David, there are 100 other issues behind that one that we're going to have to sort out. And we'll be communicating on a daily, regular basis so that folks will be updated just as soon as we understand.
In your statement to the public and to the parents in the school district, you noted that teacher, staff, and administrators, both full and part-time, will continue to be paid through the mandated break. And I just wanted to bring that up because for those that didn't know or had questions about it, I think it's important that everybody start to have those conversations even beyond the school district walls and out into the community about how do we take care of employees.
That is exactly right. And, David, we've asked that of our and critical partners, our nutrition services, our transportation services, and we are organizing plans so that those individuals will have meaningful work to do. Of course, our buildings will be undergoing in-depth cleaning. We will set up those activities in a safe, social distance manner, but we feel job number one is that people should not have to add to their stress by worrying about their job or their income at this time. And we know that is easier said than done, but we felt like we couldn't get to the work without relieving that question.
You have talked about the fact that the buildings are going to be cleaned and they're going to be taken care of and made safe for when students do return. You've talked about the fact that employees will continue to be paid. There's going to be additional training that is required. There's going to be outreach, additional boost of broadband service in and around the school district. So there's obviously going to be some unexpected budgetary expenses associated with this public health crisis, correct?
Yes. Absolutely. We're still, of course, just in the early phase of sorting out what those will be, but there will be additional expenses. And you know, David, we're so fortunate in the Ann Arbor Public Schools. Not every community, not every school district has the ability that we have with the support of our taxpayers. But even on top of that, there will be, you are correct, there will be additional costs.
So one of the difficulties your administration and school board, and in any district for that matter, are going to have to deal with even before this public health crisis arrived is budget. And your new fiscal year is scheduled to start July 1st. It's anticipated it will be well after that before the state legislature finalizes its budget, and you know exactly what your district appropriations will be. Will there be some sort of supplementary request added to make sure that buildings stay safe after they reopen, not only in Ann Arbor, but all the public school districts in Michigan?
It seems like that will have to be a next step in this process. And, of course, we don't have clarity today on what that will look like, but I feel most certain that that will need to be a part of our next steps in managing through this very unprecedented time.
Our conversation with Ann Arbor School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift continues on 89.1 WEMU. Dr. Swift, your job requires a lot of public interaction. What have you personally been doing to try and avoid contracting COVID-19?
That's a great question, and we are trying our very best to meet in locations where every individual will have their space. And David, we're just getting to the point where we're learning those, and in fact, we'll be sharing out a communication today so that even our parents at home We're getting questions from parents at home. How many, you know, can children come over? How many feet do we need to allow? What about the visitation, you know? So we are just learning those, and we do anticipate putting some information out today. We are practicing that. We're going to do a lot remote, David, and I see this is our, you know, next step for many, many of us, is that we'll be working through Zoom and other other channels to be together, even though we are socially distant.
Have you personally been tested?
I have not.
Do you plan to be tested before the anticipated resumption of instruction in April, given the amount of public interaction you have had to this point?
Well, that's a great question. I don't have plans at this point to be tested. I don't have symptoms. Very fortunate to be healthy. So we'll just hope that that continues, and we will continue to practice our healthy habits that we're all learning and working every day to remember to do.
Will the Ann Arbor Board of Education continue to hold its public meetings during the shutdown?
Well, that's another task for today. We're working with the Michigan Association of School Boards. We believe that we will have some guidelines likely waived in the interest of public health, but we are working
in particular in reference to the Open Meetings Act, correct?
Yeah. Well, I imagine that the open part of it will still remain a requirement, but the fact that perhaps the trustees could be on video from remote as opposed to in a large gathering. So we are working through that process, and we will be communicating with our community. And we just want to reiterate that public engagement will continue in the Ann Arbor Public Schools. We appreciate hearing from folks, and that absolutely will continue. It may look a little different, but our board values the engagement of our citizens, our public, our parents, and our students. We'll navigate how best to make that happen.
I have one final question for you. I know you're aware there is a distinct possibility that as we approach and get to April 6th, the situation in Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County, and the state of Michigan could be far worse than it is today. So is it fair to say that there's a good chance that school closures will be extended beyond that April 6th deadline?
I believe if we follow the trajectory that we've seen in other countries and in other parts of the U.S., that could be a very likely scenario. David, we always prepare for the worst and hope for the best, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hope that perhaps we've avoided, we've flattened the curve a bit, and yet you are correct, this could extend.
Thank you so much for the time and the information today. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, David. We appreciate the opportunity.
That is Dr. Janice Swift, Superintendent of Ann Arbor Public Schools. This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.